This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We continue, inshallah, with this very sensitive topic. May Allah give us the hidayah to learn our relationships, to fear Allah, and really, really to do our best. Because the problem is in us. The people of Masjid cannot find the heart in their hearts to visit their family members and learn their relationships with their hidayah. That's it. I don't blame people who don't come to the masjid more than those who visit the masjid and live the masjid. So inshallah, all of us will change after this, that's inshallah. So Ali ibn al-Husayn radiallahu anhu called his son, Ya Bunay, la tashhadanna qati'a rahimi, fa inni wajadtuhu mad'unan fi kitabillahi fi thalathati mawadi'. Oh my son, do not be afraid people who severe their wrongs. For example, if you know someone disrespects his parents, doesn't visit his brothers and sisters, does not take care of his aunties and uncles, and so, don't be friends with that person. Why? The boy didn't say anything, but the father answered. He said, I found this type of people under the curse of Allah, la'na, in three verses of the Quran. Three persons. So you are a friend. You have friendship with someone who is under the la'na of Allah. What do you think will happen to you? Now the question, Shaykh, I have a husband who is like that. A brother could say, my wife, I have been telling my wife to go visit the family she doesn't want. What to do? If I cannot even be a friend to someone, how about us? So we need to change. We need to change. And you will see the danger. Story is coming. Real story. That hadith strengthens it. The evidence is in the hadith. Even when you question the story, what is this story? Before I go to the story, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, after the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the death of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was sitting teaching in the masjid. And then he said, Abu Hurairah said, radiallahu anhu, أَحْرَجُ عَلَى كُلِّ قَطْعِ رَحِمٍ إِلَّا قَامَ مِنْ عِنْدِنَا. He said something. Everyone was looking at him. What was it? He said, I swear on anyone who has family relationship problems, who severe his bone, to get up and leave the masjid. Everybody was looking at everyone. No one got up, except one young man. Young man. He kept repeating, Abu Hurairah, radiallahu anhu. So that young man got up and left. No one said anything. What did he do? He went to his auntie, whom he did not speak to her, nor visit her for a few years. For a couple of years, he did not visit his auntie. Auntie! Amma, the sister of his father. He did not visit her for a few years. He went and he said, Ma'am, sorry. So alhamdulillah, he fixed the relationship. She said, why? Why are you doing so? He told her, I heard the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam insisting anyone who has a bad relationship with his family should leave now. May Allah have mercy on you. So I left. I came and asked you forgiveness. Forgive me, auntie, I was wrong, we are young, alhamdulillah. She forgave me. She said, go back to Abu Hurairah, radiallahu anhu, and ask him why. When you know the reason, my brothers, you may really, I don't know what will happen to you, honestly. He went back and sat in the dust. Then after the dust, he came to Sayyiduna Abu Hurairah, radiallahu anhu, and said to him, I heard you saying this and this. Why you insisted on
anyone who has a bad relationship should be. He said, my son, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why Abu Hurairah was insisting. Inna rahmata, indeed mercy, la tanzilu ala qawmin fihim qahira. The rahmat of Allah will not fall on a group of people if there is only one person who is in the world. Now you know why Muslims are being in trouble? Because in a group, in jama'ah like this, there is at least one who has problem with his family. No rahmat for everybody. Why? It's not my problem, it's his problem. Because I never reminded him. Therefore, it's my problem. Faham, brothers and sisters? When one of us is drinking alcohol and no one tells him no harm, when you see people not praying, makan minum while they're salat, and they are Muslims, and you know, never remind them. When you see Palestine being born, Syria being, and you don't talk about the issues as if nothing, it's not your problem. Then, you have learned of that. You never change the hunkah. You know someone doesn't visit his brother, and you tell him, no brother, you should go and ask him forgiveness. Visit him. You never did that. So he said, إِنَّ الرَّحْمَةَ لَا تَنْزِلُ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ فِيهِمْ قَاطِعُ رَحِيمٌ Allahu Akbar. The rahmah of Allah will not come to people if there is only one person amongst them who is doing this. So how about when the whole Ummah is doing it? No rahmah. May Allah bless us. Another story that I promised you. It is narrated that a very rich man went for Hajj. A rich man, alhamdulillah, has money, went to Hajj. When he reached Mecca, he took 1,000 dinar. 1,000 dinar is a lot, more than a book. Dinar is golden. 1,000 golden dinar. And he went to a man who everybody thought was a good man. And he said, brother, I am going now for Ihram and do the Hajj. I would like you to keep this amana for me. Everybody spoke very highly of that man. He said, inshallah, he took the amana, the brother went for Hajj. When he finished, mashallah, his Hajj, he came back to take his amana. That man who had the amana died. Truly died. So he started asking. He went to his family and he said, I have left 1,000 dinar with your father. Please give me my amana. They said, wallahi, we don't know. We know nothing about it. Meaning he did not leave wasiyah. This happens. Someone gives you money. You are not a thief. But you never told your wife or your children about it. In case I die, my children, this is not mine. This belongs to so and so. And I advise you and myself. If anyone leaves an amana with you, write it down somewhere. And tell your family about it. You may die. And you will be responsible for that. So at least your wife or your son or someone you trust knows that this envelope is not yours. And write the name of the person. In case you die, they know this amana doesn't belong to you. Okay. So the man died. This man is good. He died, but he didn't leave wasiyah. So what did he do? In order to avoid problem with the family, he went to the ulama of Mecca. They told him the following. After they heard, he said, look, I left 1,000 dirham a dinar with this man who passed away. Truly he passed away, but his family doesn't want to meet me because they say they don't know, and truly they didn't know. So what happened, my brothers and sisters? Allahu Akbar. The ulama said, When it is midnight, go to Zamzam well. Listen carefully. Go to Zamzam. Look into Zamzam. And say, oh so and so. Call upon his name. Oh Ahmad bin Mazran. If he is from the people of Jannah, you will hear a voice. You will hear a voice. If this man who died is from the people of Jannah, he will reply to you. He went to midnight, he went to Zamzam. He looked at Zamzam and he called him by name. Brother so and so. No answer. Uh-oh. No answer. Allahu Akbar. He went back to the ulama and he told them, I heard no answer. Almost the whole night I have been calling. They said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This man, big problem. Then they said, we are afraid your friend is in Jahannam. Yes, serious. Go to Yemen. Go to Yemen. I tell you why Yemen. Now don't be looking at Yemenis as if. Go to Yemen. فَفِيهَا بِئْرٌ يُسَمَّى بَرْهُوتْ. In Yemen there is a well called Barhut. What is it called? Barhut. Barhut. Ask Yemenis. It is said that well is actually on top of Jahannam. That doesn't mean Jahannam is in Yemen. But there is a hadith about the end of time. One of the 10 signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah is what? Naar takhruju min 'Adad. Fire that comes out from Adad. Push people towards Ardul Mahshar. I know some of you will ask me about this. I know that. It is said that that one is on one of the exits of Jahannam. It could be volcano. Okay? Because the Arabs also use the word Jahannam or fire or volcano. And call, Ya Fulan, oh for so and so. If he answers you, it means he is in Jahannam. Guess what? He called upon him, everybody thought he was a good man, remember? He answered, yes, yes, so and so. And he said, what are you doing in this place? And what is my money? He said, your money is in a safe place. Go to so and so place, then you will find it. I forgot to tell my children about it. So he was a good man. He was amin. He was trustworthy. But what made him enter Jahannam? He had a sister, weak sister. He never took care of her. Now you know why he went to Jahannam? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La yadkhulu al-jannata qati'u rahim." A person who severs his bonds will not enter Jannah. Even when you are good, amana, brave, fast. He had a sister who was in need, Hajaraha. He said, كَانَتْ لِي مُفْتُنْ هَجَرْتُهَا. I had a sister and I migrated her. I left her. I ignored her. لَا أَحْمُ عَلَيْهَا. And I never showed affection to her. Sister, let alone mother, let alone father, let alone children. Waiting for us, my brothers, sisters. Must mend the relationship tonight, because there is no guarantee we will wake up. May Allah have mercy on us. So the hadith is so authentic that it strengthens this story. A person who does severe the bonds with his family will not enter Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are soft in listening to such things like this. Now, I end by saying, especially the females in your family, the auntie, mother's side or father's side, the sister, very important that you visit your sisters and look after them. The daughter of the sister, she calls you uncle. Why are you uncle? Why are you uncle? If you never visit them, and look after them. You deserve to be respected as an uncle, but you never showed respect, especially to women. We need to always take care of women, my brothers and sisters. Your daughters, of course, after your mothers, your spouses, your aunties first, then come men. In this masjid, I shared with you certain adab of visitation. And I told you, if there is an auntie and an uncle, you visit auntie first. Always start by the females. You have an auntie and an uncle, and you're going to visit. You start with a woman. You have a sister and brother, you visit the sister first. SubhanAllah, this is our deen. This is how beautiful the religion is. Why? Because women need affection more than anybody else. And if they are healthy in their hearts, there will be higher in the community. When women are down, we are all down. So may Allah make me and you of those who, na'udhu billah, people think we are good, but we end up in Jahannam. Like this man who was good, he was definitely good, but he neglected his sister. Just a sister. How about neglecting auntie, uncle, brother, sister? You don't care about anyone. You always think you are right. And everybody has to come and kiss your hand. That's the attitude. That's shaitanic attitude. No, I don't resist people. They come, they open their mind, they don't, it's okay. I do it for Allah. I know it's difficult. Believe me, I know it's difficult. And we all have crazy people in the family. But what can you do? What can you do? That's the test. Dunya is all about test. Allah, I test you with a brother. You have never wronged him. You never did anything, but he's angry at you. I don't know why, it's okay. May Allah forgive me and inshallah. Any questions before we end? Yes. Come closer, because sorry to tell you, you have a problem in this masjid. You have to silence this AC. Whenever I come here, Allahu Akbar. Either you turn them off and we all sweat, or change them. And in order to change them, we need money. So I'm going to do a fundraising. I'm going to pull your money, inshallah. Yes. take.
Now please,
Start with something easy. If you have a problem with anyone in the family, write his name or her name and call them. Start by calling, Assalamu alaikum. Leave a message. Start what we call, melt the ice. And then surprise them after a few days with a visit and take a gift. Small gift, it's okay. Assalamu alaikum, how are you? Fine, alhamdulillah, I hope to see you. Assalamu alaikum. Don't stay long. Don't go there, stay 2 days. Like we do. No, go visit and slowly you see people changing. Inshallah. Because love always beats hate. Love will always beat hate. There was this man who was dying. When he was dying, he called his children, they were 10. He said, come. If someone wrongs you, he started with August, Aman. If someone do good to you, what do you do to him? He said, good. If someone wrongs you, my son, what do you do? He says, I wrong him. Number one, number two, all said the same thing, except number 10, the last one, the youngest. He said, my son, if someone does good to you, what do you do to him? He said, dad, I will do good. If someone does bad to you, my son, what do you do? He says, I do good. Different answer. Father was, he was dying, that's it. He said, why? He said, dad, you taught us something. If someone does good, you must pay him back. If someone does bad, don't do bad, because bad and bad will make it worse. But bad, followed by good, I will win. I will win him at the end. He said, thus, you are my son. And he gave him what he called the fatherly blessing. Read that app. Read that app.